I remember not too long ago, the Browns were clamoring to draft Robert Griffin III, RG3, as their quarterback. He went to the Redskins. But what? He kind of faded out a little bit, didn't he?
Well, what happened is the 2012 draft, the number one pick in that draft was Andrew Luck. And he went to the Indianapolis Colts. The number two pick was owned at that point by the St. Louis Rams. They already had a quarterback in Sam Bradford. They decided they were going to hold an auction kind of to see who can get how many draft picks can they get for RG3, this scrambling, athletic, strong-arm quarterback out of Baylor. And the Browns and Washington were bidding against each other for it. Finally, Washington offered, I think it was 3 first-rounders for the rights to RG3. Mike Holmgren was running the Browns at the time. He was furious. He claimed that the Rams never came back to him for a last offer, and he would have outbid. Basically, I don't know why he's going to trade the whole franchise, whatever he's going to do for RG3. So they didn't get him. First year in Washington, RG3 has a big year, and they go to the playoffs. But in the playoffs, he gets hurt. He's a guy that runs the ball. He's a little bigger than Johnny Manziel, not a lot, but some. But he kind of plays that scrambling style. Difference is, I think he's a more accurate passer with a stronger arm. But he has he hurts his knee, and unfortunately, Amanda, it's the second injury to the same knee. He had one at Baylor, and so that was 2012 season. And if you look at it, he's never been the same since. To the point, 2013, he came back and played with the knee thing, played about half the year. 2014, he came back, dislocated ankle, some other injuries. 2015, he didn't take a snap in a game last year. And you know who? Kirk Cousins was their starter, but a familiar name was the backup who actually beat out RG3. Played for the Browns, Colt McCoy.
Oh, wow.
So, in other words, he was behind Colt McCoy.
Oh, my. Wow.
So, he's a free agent now. You know, we heard, remember, Colin Kaepernick with the Browns. So, you know what they're doing. They're out on a scavenger hunt for a quarterback before the draft. And so, they had RG3 in for the weekend in Berea. And they're somewhat interested in him.
Do you think the Browns are serious about maybe getting him?
Hugh Jackson, new coach, does like RG3. So, yes, but I think it's like, let's load up and bring in several quarterbacks. This doesn't mean, oh, we have RG3. The quarterback position is set. We're not going to draft one. Not at all. I anticipate, even if they do sign this guy, that they'll take a quarterback somewhere in the first round. You know, they have the number 2 pick and they have the number 32 pick, and they could take one at number 2, or they could draft down a few notches and still take a quarterback. I was talking to somebody with the Browns, and you remember the veteran who started for them last year, Josh McCown?
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
Yeah, what kept happening with him last year?
He kept getting hurt.
Exactly. He'll be 36 on the 4th of July.
Wow.
He played 8 games last year. He had a concussion. He had a foot injury. He had a thumb injury, and he ended up with a dislocated shoulder at the end of the year. So I think Hugh Jackson wants a veteran that he might figure to get in there. You know, of course, we just went through RG3's injury history, but of course, at least he's rested. He didn't take a snap last year.
So
he's a third-string quarterback in Washington.
Yeah, so if we acquire him, are you in favor of that move?
Not particularly. I mean, if they want to bring him in to look at him, it doesn't cost him anything, okay. But he doesn't excite me. These quarterbacks, Amanda, that have been really beat up like that and play a style where they scramble, I'm not big on them. I'm just not. But that's a move that basically just costs you a little bit of money, so fine. You know, if they want to look at him. And also, I think it's one of the things, too, you do have a new coach. And you're taking the roster and you're tearing it down to go real young. So if this coach wants RG3 and you still want to bring in a young quarterback, you have to appease your coach a little bit too, because this is the poor guy that's going to go out there with that young team next year, take a beating. So I mean, it's okay with me, but this is more like a name, but I'm not sure what a big name, but I'm not sure how much game is behind the name anymore.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.